Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
And as you can see, I am not dead.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this Week 4 encounter of the 1-2 New England Patriots and the 3-0 Miami Dolphins. With the Pats trying to avoid a third straight loss for the first time in 16 years, while the Dolphins are bidding for their first 4-0 start since 1995.
That's cool with me.
Brady stands in low, left for a wide open corner pass. Well, that cover makes the catch. Turns upfield, makes it up to 20. Give to James White, runs up the middle, inside the 20, bounces him left to the 15, touchdown. Sweet feet to the 10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots! To James White, runs up the middle, inside the 20, bounces him left to the 15, touchdown. Sweet feet to the 10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
The sweetest!
41 yards. It's a high snap off the hands of Daniel, diving for the Patriots, Kyle Van Noy comes up with it, and then he's tackled inside the 20.
Here's the deal.
Rich takes the snap, looks left, pressure from his right, throws to the end zone, throws set, stacks it, then does a somersault for a touchdown, Patriots!
What a catch!
Shotgun snap to Brady. Off his back foot, throws toward the end zone. Left side, caught by White! What a throw as Brady hits the deck on target to James White for the touchdown, Patriots!
That's a Tom Brady I know. That's a Tom Brady that we love.
Do you ever not like having a nice grilled hot dog slice?
And Michelle into the end zone. Almost untouched.
What a day for the rookie. What a day for the rookie.
Touchdown!
You like it, right?
Patriots restore order in the AFC East. The team that came in 1-2 entertaining the 3-0 Miami Dolphins run away by a 38-7 final. It is the 300 victory for the New England Patriots under the ownership of Robert Kraft.
The sweetest.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And I heard a man on Thursday say the Devil Triangle was the drinking game.
Yeah, I know. That is pretty funny. The more that...
Which is that reference has been, it's always sunny in Philadelphia. That reference...
It's been around forever.
It's been around forever.
I'm sure there's not some 80s teen movie where they've used that term. You know what I mean? Some sort of, like, romp movie.
I think they've used it several times, and it's always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, well, that's it. Yeah, it's obvious that we've heard many a time before. Boofing is new. The only boof I knew was the girl from Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I didn't know about boofing. Yeah, yeah. But, oh, and the FFF thing is not a guy who stuttered before he said the F word.
I've heard, but once again, the Devil's Triangle is just something everybody knows. The other one, whatever.
I'm starting to loathe that guy. And I was, like, on his side at the beginning, and then I'm like, you're a psycho. All right, anyway. So I just am obsessed with him, and I can't stop watching footage of that trial or that meeting. All right, so here we go, Rich. What is going on here? I'm unaware.
Every once in a while, something comes out from a news broadcast around the country that makes you go, wow, this is something that actually was aired on television, it was reported on, and usually it's a gift from the gods. The Alabama Leprechaun being an all-timer, just like who went and found this story? Who wrote this story? And who are these amazing people who are being interviewed on the Alabama? And it, of course, made for one of the all-time greatest viral videos. Now, this story that I'm about to play right here is real. This is not something from The Onion. It's not something that was created on a parody website. The only thing I can say that is strange is that I'm shocked that this wasn't New Hampshire and it was Maine instead. But let's go ahead and get to the audio. This is a this is from the news. I forget what station it was, like WMUR or something like that, up in Maine.
Did it go, hey, everybody?
No, it was not, oh, Al Caprillion.
No.
It was not him. But let's go ahead and get to the news break.
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home. There are two adults, three kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish, and a whole bunch of moose turds.
That's if, listen, if that doesn't hook you, I don't know what will.
I like how the build, the slow build.
The technical word turd is all fantastic, yeah, too, from
and
the writing.
Moose turds.
This guy is like, this guy seems like he's like 22 right out of like, oh, yeah. Guys goes, ah. It's like, hi, I'd like to interview this. You've got it. Oh, excuse me. I want to interview for the job. No, no, it's yours.
Yeah.
Just don't leave.
Yep. Yeah, this is the thing. It's like, if I'm still here in 6 months, I'm going to go join my dad's business.
Fish and a whole bunch of moose turds. Mary Winchenbach runs Turdy Works. It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So it just kind of, you just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know.
Yeah, it's real funny. What I want you to do is smear. You know, everyone goes to the bathroom. Oh, she's just reveling in that.
She's got a basket, like a massive basket full of moose pellets, and she's just like,
you ever
like
see
she's like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you ever see Scrooge McDuck going through the gold? She's just panning through this massive thing of crap. You know, everyone goes to the bathroom. So I thought, hey, let's smear it on a bunch of stuff. It's everyone's fantasy. Hey, you know, everyone can cut themselves and bleed. Why don't I just launch this blood at your face? Anything that everyone does.
For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock.
Okay, I get the play on words.
Jeez. Well, you haven't heard all the plays on words.
Well, I got to imagine that it goes, cuckoo, and then it just shoots excrement at you.
Right at the dinner table. There's certain vending machines that do that in foreign countries.
Sure. It's underwear in a sealed bag. Now, can you imagine, like, hey, this is a talking thing. This is, elicits discussion. We're eating right over here. Is this cuckoo clock? That's crap.
The best is that she's all of her like poo creations are on her like dinner table.
Sure.
Next to where all the food is being prepared.
Right. Why not?
She got no gloves.
No.
No.
She's in love with it.
What backwater town is this?
Hey!
Okay, all right. Thank you, Paul Stanley.
I'm hiding in the moose poo.
Moose turd obsessed, Paul Stanley.
I ain't obsessed. I won't know what's doing. Cuckoo.
Okay, all right. You're not a cuckoo.
I used to. You know what I used to do?
What's that?
I was a cuckoo clock at Wesleyan College. In the locker room.
Okay, well, I don't know why you would do that.
Because every time the clock struck 12, my face would come out and go, cuckoo, cuckoo, I see you. Take off that towel.
Okay, all right, I don't think this is a very sanitary place for you to be. Moose turd obsessed Paul Stanley.
Cuckoo clock. It's 2:10. Cuckoo, time to rock.
Okay, all right, what's the back of the story?
And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
That's just one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people.
Now over here I just throw feces at you. Over here we have Randy the monkey.
Stand up against that wall if you don't mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to our new thing, diarrhea art. We're exploring every medium.
And depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike. Have you ever seen a turd, the two turds alike?
I don't know. Could you make feet?
DA, how does DA show up all of a sudden? Mm-hmm. This is something completely different than feet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you make feet that people can step on.
Guess not.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap. And I have found that when a moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction, and they take another dump.
It's local. It's turd to table.
The turds are all local. Like, no. Harry down the road, he ships in his turds from Canada.
It's a turd to table operation.
You have to get in the mind of the moose. As I track the feces, I know there's one more pile only 50 feet away.
I'm going to her Facebook page. She has a shirt on that says dirty work.
She has one friend.
The moose she follows around.
Yeah. Guessing there's not many friends. Well, I'm a hoarder. Oh, what do you got there? Newspapers and everything? No. Poo.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
If that's not a T-shirt by the end of the day. I mean.
She stole all this from Jack London.
I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited from when
who?
I see a turd.
The black market? What did she wear, like a trench coat and open it up, and inside there's all this poo?
Like,
what do you got?
Turds.
You come up with the money, I'll give you $5 for a piece of crap?
You ever seen a turd, the two turds alike?
I don't know, lady.
It's a pickup line.
Since going viral, she doesn't know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
Brian Sullivan, WABI TV 5 News.
All right. All right.
So she, instead of saying ship.
Yeah, she says I ship blank everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she does it that way, which is, you know.
Everyone takes a crap.
I think I own a book that's named that.
What you gonna do with that stuff?
Oh, no. Is this the offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, you like make me feel good.
Listen, why would you pop up now?
Because I got plenty what you're looking for.
Do you really?
Yep.
You think that you can maybe possibly make a living off
$5?
Like...
$5. Hey, lady, I got what you want.
Instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock.
I got more than $5 worth.
And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the numbers.
However you say, no two ever look the same. Hey. I gotta argue because all mine are disturbing.
The turds are all local.
Hey, lady, come to the locker room. Hey, lady, look what's in the bowl. Hey, lady, I better stop because I'm getting pretty gross. Hey, lady, would you like to get married? I got what you need. I got what you need in me.
People.
I ain't in so much asparagus that it's gonna be an Irish one for St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
I get $5 a turd for these things, so I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
All right. NPR, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Well, I mean, listen, that's an actual news report.
It is.
A lot of stuff going on in Maine.
But listening tomorrow morning at 7:30, 9:30 for a chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on Indianapolis this Thursday night at Gillette Stadium.
Should I be enraged that she spells turds incorrectly? How would you spell turd?
T-U-R-D-S?
Yeah, everyone would. T-I-R-D-S, she spells it.
Well, I'm not guessing she's very educated. She's asking for $5 for something that people usually have removed.
You ever seen a turd? Two turds alike?
Hey, lady, let's get hitched tonight.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap.
All right, more poo stuff coming up. We'll go around the NFL in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the sports hub.
Around. You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beat?
.985 The Sports Hub. We're touching on Rich around the NFL. Is brought to you by Leonard Hair. Schedule your free consultation with the hair doctors of former NFL players Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Sebastian Vollmer, and Chris Gronkowski. Call Dr. Matthew Lepresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
So you got Andrew Luck and his books about concrete coming into town on Thursday. Well, the Texans beat the Colts because the Colts are stupid and went for it on fourth down midfield in overtime.
No. You can't stress how stupid this was.
In their own territory. Not in their own territory.
In your own territory.
Was it like the 40 or something?
44 yards. Yes. Right. You punt and that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. You take a tie. You punt and you take a tie. The other team has to football deep in our own territory with about 30 seconds left.
Right.
37-yard field goal, right hash mark. Weeks with the snap. It's down. Daniel with the hold. Fairbairn's kick is up. And it's good! And the Texans win in overtime at the buzzer. 37-34. Fairbairn drills it, and the Texans get their first of 2018 in dramatic fashion.
Was that a Fairbairn I just heard being tossed out there?
Kaimi Fairbairn.
Fairbairn. Well, either way, Bill O'Brien avoids Armageddon in Houston for at least another week. How much of a leash would they have given him? Like,
he'd
how many
be fired
losses
by Thanksgiving.
You would think so. By the way, despite
he's
the loss.
He's got 3 years left on his contract, though. I mean, he just signed that thing.
By the way, Andrew Luck, even though they lost, looked pretty damn good. 464 yards, 4 touchdowns. It's his first 400-yard passing game since 2014. So that is something to keep an eye on this week. I know that you said T.Y. Hilton is officially out Thursday.
No. Odds are he will be out. He had a hamstring and a chest injury, couldn't finish the game, and with the short week, the theory is he won't play Thursday night.
Yeah, so, I mean, for a team that obviously is having a hard time winning, at least Andrew Luck seems to be getting back. A week after they didn't trust him enough to throw that Hail Mary, they put in Jacoby Brissett.
I that's not unprecedented. If you feel a guy's got a better arm, I mean, you can put him in. I mean, the sign of a good quarterback isn't necessarily.
I don't ever remember anyone doing that.
It's happened. Oh, when someone sent me a bunch of examples, but it has happened. You put a guy in that it's essentially like when teams get a guy just to kick kickoffs back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah, you just if you have a backup who has a cannon.
I had not seen that. I'd not seen a substitution.
Oh, it happened in a Patriots game. Someone sent me this is just someone told me this, that Michael Bishop came in one time to throw a Hail Mary.
I do not remember that.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should get your brain checked.
That's my fault.
Come on, stats.
That's right.
You got the glasses. You should have the stats.
By the way, Frank Reich says he would do that 10 times out of 10, to which I would say, you're fired.
I know. He said, what did he say? Like, the notebook said I should go for it?
No, there's no notebook that says you should go for that.
Blame the notebook.
Said, it is written to go for it in your own territory.
I'll address it now. I'm not playing to tie. No, so you play to lose. I'll do that 10 times out of 10. That's just the way it's got to roll.
Mm-hmm. Well, despite
their own 43.
Yeah.
Fourth and four.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Well, despite their win over the Cardinals, the Seahawks are imploding.
And on the other side, a shaken up Earl Thomas.
Earl is a phenomenal young man.
You know, that brings us to Pete Carroll and what a great job he's done. He's seen the transformation of this defensive team with all of the great names.
Now, did they say phenomenal young man before or after he flipped off his own team
while
being carted out?
They brought up Pete Carroll, which brings us to Troy Brown, which brings us to Tom Brady calling in the show today.
Yeah, well, yeah. Which by the way, I put out a poll, and it's like 65-35, including Troy Brown saying that he believes that was Tom Brady. It was
Troy Brown, big fan. A big fan of your career and also your Pete Carroll impersonation. If you could do that sometime today, that'd be great.
Dude, that sounds just like Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady.
Yes, of course it's Tom Brady.
Troy Brown, big fan. A big fan of your career and also your Pete Carroll impersonation. If you could do that sometime today, that'd be great.
I did see it. In fact, I think Ron pointed it out.
I mean, it sounds just like him. Just like him. Because it was him. Once again, for the second year in a row. Well, by the way, Seahawks beat Arizona 20-17. And thank you, Bankroll Boys. I took their advice and I took the Cardinals +3.5, which I guess they used a term. Does that mean get it by the hook? Is that what that's called when when the half point's in there? I'm learning all these terms.
Okay. It started fading out.
But Earl Thomas, he's been in a contract dispute all season long, breaks his leg, and as I was mentioning, he's being carted off the field, flips the bird to his own sideline. Everything seems to be going swimmingly in Seattle.
No. He's been a pain. This is all on Earl Thomas. I asked Troy Brown. I can't figure out what he's so upset about. All right. So he wanted a new deal. They said no. He's playing out his last year. It's $8.8 million or something like that. He could have gone Le'Veon Bell and sat out. He decided to play, and then he broke his leg. How is that Seattle's fault? And by the way, if I'm Seattle, why am I going to extend him?
Well, you're not now. That's going to be his last game in a Seahawks uniform.
Of course, because he's not going to be healthy. They said until
the
Super
Bowl. He's in his 30s, right? Coming off a broken leg?
Yes, and Seattle was not supposed to be good this year. In fact, they're supposed to be very middling.
Well, here's Pete Carroll afterwards. He was asked about the incident.
You see and treat her child is gestured in the sidelines.
I don't know. Somebody says something. I don't know anything about that. I don't know. It's a big stadium. You know, could be. I don't know where it was aimed at. Earl was extraordinarily poised on the field for what just occurred, to be so clear and so resolved to what he knew what happened, and but he was so poised.
Poised.
Pete Carroll.
That's exactly how I would describe him.
Just poised. Like everyone in Seattle. So
sure.
Poised. All right, so we'll be back. Rich, what else will we talk about?
A quarterback turns into a pumpkin and another turns into a legend.
Indeed. Here are the headlines.
Jerry Rubbish.
Around. You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes. Give or take.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else happened in the NFL?
Quarterback turns into a pumpkin. Another turns into a superstar.
Third down and goal. They try the same play again. And this time a touchdown to Taylor Gabriel. The sixth touchdown pass in this game for Trubisky, who at 12 starts a year ago threw seven.
Mitch Trubisky throws for six touchdowns, and the Bears look like monsters against the Bucks. 48-10, the final score. And on the other side of the ball, Khalil Mack is still making John Gruden look like a jackass for trading him. He had his fourth straight game with a sack and a forced fumble. Speaking of the Bucks getting rocked.
The score again at 11. And they're coming after him this time. And the ball is loose. Jaquizz Rodgers able to pick it up. But a big hit by who else?
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, it was nice knowing you. He stinks at the joint so bad they put Jameis in for the second half and he ends up stinking almost as much.
Who saw that coming? Ryan Fitzpatrick?
He has a long and distinguished career of being good every now and again.
And then two weeks later, done.
Right. And by the way, Trubisky, write it down. Future Hall of Famer.
He's good this season.
Dumbest picks I've ever heard of in my entire life.
And you know what? Just because he threw six touchdown passes, he could be right back in Fitzpatrick world next week. No, Khalil Mack's the difference. The Bears are 3-1. I think Mack has a sack and a forced fumble in all four games.
I just said that. Yeah. No, he's been a monster. Highlight reel. The fact that Gruden still says, you know, it's tough to get a pass rush out there. Well, I mean, you had one. But you let it go. Hey, Coach Dirk Cutter of Tampa Bay, how do you think you did?
Based on that game today, we couldn't make enough changes. We should fire every person that was on that field today, starting with me. That was horrific.
Well, that's not good. Nice thing to say. Work. for Tampa Bay. I don't know if you really. Hey, just speak for yourself, jackass.
I'll take your advice.
Okay, cool. Well, you asked for it, so you're gone. Well, the Bills are looking pretty good.
They bring everybody. Allen trying to get out of trouble. Allen chucks it downfield. Intercepted. Allen has it picked off. Jair Alexander is brought down, and the Bills come up empty.
Yeah, Josh Allen has the most incompletions in the first half by any Buffalo quarterback since 98. They get shut out by the Packers 22-0. Once again, how the hell did that team kill the Vikings a couple weeks ago?
Any given Sunday.
I guess. Because the Vikings actually looked pretty good in their loss to the Rams on Thursday.
Except the defense was horrible.
Sure, but they got blown
much like it was
out
against Buffalo. It was awful against Buffalo. It was awful. I mean, that's a story. The question is, how much longer will Josh Allen be the quarterback in Buffalo?
The rest of the season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but sure. What I'm saying is, I'm not even, I understand they have to go with him. Oh, we're not going to win anything this year. We have to, get the quarterback. And in a couple of years, boy, he's going to be ready. No, he's not.
Well, tell me if you've heard this before. The Falcons had the lead and were almost certain to win, but they find a way to blow it. Take it away. Color guy, Rich Lapham. Not Rich Lapham. What's his name? Is it
Rich Lapham?
Is it Rich Lapham?
I think it's Rich Lapham.
The biggest homer in any box in the entire NFL.
Dalton back to throw.
Boom!
Pass.
Boom!
Block.
Yeah!
A.J. Green.
Yeah!
Touchdown! Bengals.
Big.
The clock is winding down, but it should be stopped with 5 seconds to go.
Okay, as much as we kind of mock Zoe a little
anybody
bit.
Anybody who complains about Zolak has not been listening to this guy.
That's identical.
No.
This guy's worse.
No, this guy's worse.
This guy's worse.
And listen, Zolak, we've obviously made up Zogasms and things like that. This is worse. That's way worse. Dude, he overmodulated the microphone.
True enough. Maybe they just have inferior equipment in Cincinnati, but I'm not seeing a huge difference between the two of them.
What's the worst Zogasm from yesterday? Oh, you know what? Him talking about Gordon's first catch is pretty funny just at the end of it.
Gordon on the outside of Hogan. Brady takes the snap. Fires to the right. Pass caught by Gordon. Ducks under a defender and he's tackled at the three. It's a first and goal to go with McDonald among the tacklers for Miami.
That gets me excited. Oh my God. He doesn't catch it and go down. What's he do? He spins and he looks for someone to run over.
Baker, oh, that's
sexy. Okay, so it's sexy and it gets
sexy
him excited.
Gets him excited.
Oh.
Hey now.
But is it this?
Dalton back to throw.
Boom!
Pass.
Boom!
AJ Green!
Yeah!
Touchdown!
Well, that was a game
Bengals
winner. Big!
I mean, we are talking about the guy who did unicorns and show
ponies. If you want to dig up Lapham's greatest hits, I think he's got Zolak by his nose.
Show ponies. Where's the beef?
And you know what? I loved it. Like when he did that, it was phenomenal. And he I think got scolded for that. I'm like,
he did.
What are you doing? It was just such an insane ending.
Bosses were not happy.
You got to lose your mind, everyone.
Now he's an author. That's right.
He is. Well, the Bengals win with that last-minute touchdown, 37-36, the final score. Hey, maybe this is the year we all believe in the Bengals. No, of course not. Well, Tyler Eifert, unfortunately, is out for the year with an injury. That kind of sucks. But something that doesn't suck is we have a very happy John Gruden.
For the win.
Good. Ring the church bells. The Raiders are a winner. Just finished, baby.
How about that? Finally got one.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah. What a great game.
You need a little more Lapham in your booth.
Considering that your kicker couldn't kick off the dirt, and so they had to keep punting because they had no faith that he could do so.
And then actually they were going to punt inside the Cleveland 35-yard line in overtime because they had no confidence. So Gruden had to take a timeout and then trotted the kid out there to go for it wasn't a game-winning field. It was a go-ahead field goal in overtime. And the kid hooked it. He missed it left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mark Davis is so excited he poured Szechuan sauce all over his P.F. Chang's pod stickers. Did you see the picture of him?
Yeah.
It's like he's riding Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I was riding Splash Mountain. Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I like the dirt. You put some you put some water in that dirt and you slide around like the Dickens.
Do you really?
Yeah, big old mud pile.
That was after the game you hosed it down and went to town.
After the game, I tell the fellas, hey, flood this sumbitch. I'm getting my whites dirty.
Hey, Mark Davis.
You ever seen a turd, two turds alike?
Have I ever what?
You ever seen a turd, two turds alike?
Well, it's interesting. I majored in that in college.
Turdology?
Who and are they different?
big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no two turds that are ever alike.
Yeah, I went to the psychiatrist one time. They kept showing me these pictures. I said, that's two turds. That's three turds.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound like that. Your brain's in really the right place. That
yeah, they gave me some tests. They said, what's this look like? And I said, butts and poo.
Everyone takes a crap.
That's what I read last night.
It's your autobiography.
And other musings.
Anyone want to guess where he went to college?
I need a Photoshop. I need a Photoshop of Mark Davis's book.
Everyone takes a crap.
Another musing. Okay, all right. Somebody can send that to me. I would enjoy that. Well, either way,
what's to do with air?
I don't know what air.
You can't see it.
No,
it's true.
You can't. You cannot see it. I want to know what a happy John Gruden sounds like because it's been so long.
That was a great effort by our team. You know, we got a lot of contributions from people that didn't expect to probably have the type of day that they had. I thought Brandon Parker came in, a rookie off the bench, and really played good football for us for the most part at right tackle. Assembly went down. There were a lot of peaks and valleys in the game, and we finished today.
Come on, get happy. I think good John Gruden's gone forever.
Yeah, because he knows he's not any good. Rich Lapham, our good friend.
Oh,
hello, Rich.
Rich
Lapham.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are very well.
Fred Tucker, I just have to say thank you very much for the first time and kind of sort of defending my uncle. All I have to do is turn on the radio here on the Sports Hub and listen to everyone kind of bash him, especially in the midday. So I want to say thank you because he isn't that much worse than our own hometown Homer Zolak.
I mean, Zolak gets up and dances to a song and then makes signs that are like screw. Yeah, I mean, we're in a very glass house here. So yes, Rich used to work at the radio station, former offensive lineman at Boston College. Mm-hmm. It is my pleasure, sir. Someone must defend the man.
Exactly. And, it doesn't bother me when Zoe does it, but when Bertrand gets up, like, who's Bertrand to criticize a play-by-play guy, a color guy? He has no clue what he's talking about. So the Zolak stuff's okay, but when Bertrand does it, it grinds my gears, as someone might say.
Well, it's not like you could kick his ass or anything.
I know. How tall are you? 6'8"? 6'9"? How tall are you?
Yeah, 6'8". I still weigh about 320. The weight's distributed a little bit differently than it was in my playing days. I still got straight behind me.
Now, Rich, you're always welcome to do a crossover with us if you'd like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if it's face-to-face.
All right, perfect. Good to know. Okay. I'll have to figure out my way to the new studio, but we'll be okay.
Oh yeah,
leave now.
Yeah, leave now.
You're gonna get here tomorrow.
All right, Rich, thank you so much. By the way, the first call of the hour is brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MohiganSun.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least Matt Patricia won his Super Bowl last week.
Now they're gonna set it up to Elliott. Tries to get to the edge. Does so.
The Cowboys send Matty P to 1-3 as they beat his Lions 26-24. All that being said, if there is a fire sale in Detroit, man, do I love Golden Tate. That dude is the best on-field trash talker in the game. He looked good as hell yesterday as well. Did he get a flag for when he slow walked backwards into the end zone yesterday? And did
I saw
after
the
he broke
highlight,
that guy's ankles?
I saw the highlight and he backed his way into the end zone and I saw the flag, but I didn't see what the flag was.
The more
for.
I think about it, they can't get rid of him even if they're losing. They can't put Stafford in that situation, and that's just unfair to Patricia.
Although his name's been rumored for a while.
Well, do you hear it besides Zolak?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard Golden Tate's name out there for just a couple of months.
I don't know if you can do that to Stafford, and it's unfair to do to Patricia because I don't know where you're gonna. They have Galloway and they have Jones and they have him. I mean, they have three good receivers, and I know his contract's up at the end of the year. But I would do my best to try to re-sign him.
Well, the Saints continue to roll. They beat the Giants 33-18. The Chargers hang on to beat the non-Garoppolo-led Niners 29-27. Who's their quarterback now?
CJ Beathard.
That's right, the Beathard.
Yep.
The Beathard Beast. And not a good day for the AFC East. The Jets fall to 1-3. They lose to the Jaguars 31-12. Sam Darnold with a paltry 167 yards of the day.
That was not his fault. They couldn't run, and the offensive line is terrible. He had an average of 2 seconds to get rid of the ball. So Sam Darnold, I do not blame him for that performance at all.
I didn't watch a second of that game.
Neither did I.
I have no idea.
Did not see any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the offensive line is terrible and he doesn't have very many weapons to throw to, and the backs ran for, a total of 24 yards.
Did you talk about Tennessee at all yet?
No, we have not gotten it. Okay. We got a break.
We don't have to do every game.
Tennessee was interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was, because, I mean, that one was actually an interesting
game. That's a team that when the Patriots go there in November, that could be a very good
game. A lot of Deion Lewis, too, yep. An important time as well.
Yep. Yep. Well, I'll tell you this, is that it's a very exciting time to be Baker Mayfield, who I absolutely hate. So we will discuss that as well.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 88.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Mark, hello, sir.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to make it worse.
Hey, Mark, what's up, man? You're on the air.
Oh, sorry, guys.
That's
no
all right.
No problem. I know that definitely was Tom Brady on the phone, but you want to know? Played that Sony Michel interview again. If you didn't know it was him, you'd think it was Brandon Merriweather.
Ooh, you think Sony Michel sounds like Brandon Merriweather? Let's take a listen.
Hang on.
Here.
It's got to be. He's a fraud.
I have Rosie. Here, pop me up, Fred.
You're potted up, there baby. You're potted up all over town.
Oh, yeah, right?
The message was, you know, keep playing. You know, let's keep our foot on the gas until the clock says zero. And guys, we're just encouraging me. As soon as every time I get on the field, let's go. We're trying to make a play. So I think it's great. As you look around, you know, surrounded by great guys. You know, I got James right there. I got Matthew right there. I got guys all over the locker room, resources all over around me that I can go to.
He's a poser.
He does sound.
He's talking about some clock. Wait until you've seen that Big Bang clock.
I don't. That is a good call. And how did I hear that earlier and not immediately catch that?
You weren't using your ears. Were you at my black and white party that was over the weekend?
No, but I did see the ad on your Instagram
page. Did you see the beautiful ladies that were
like. I did.
The Big Bang clock.
I did. When are you coming back to the show, Brandon Merriweather?
Listen, I'm. Organized and thinking about a Popco restaurant.
Hey, leave that.
I miss Brandon Merriweather. Come on, Brandon. You got to come back.
I'll come back.
Maybe we just like, maybe we let the listeners, because it worked before. At B Merriweather, what is it? B Merriweather 31.
No, and I changed it to at Ken Griffith Jr. Rule.
Okay, which is the one that he should have put in the first place.
Yeah. I wanted no one to know it was me.
At B Merriweather 31. Just know that he is missed on TNR and that we would love to have him back. These pictures are fantastic. I'm looking. He's wearing a crown. Like a king's crown, which is pretty awesome.
I'm king of the castle.
That's right. So at B. Merriweather
31. Look at all the beautiful ladies that were in attendance.
I mean, listen. I mean, he's got. There's a guy with a money sign cane.
We had a none of these are lies. We had a very good deli tray that had pepperoni on it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That's
all right. Well, at B. Merriweather 31. This is where you can tweet and just say, hey, we miss you on the TNR show. We think that you are definitely missed. So just let him know.
My sweet, which would you like? Any of the meats we have here, the bologna. Pepperoni.
Well, that's good that you have all of that. I'm glad you do.
Oh, a pimento loaf. Don't mind if I do.
Yes, I'm sure there was a pimento loaf there. It would have been delicious. All right, well, Mike Vrabel's Iron Clankers get the Titans a W.
Blitz coming. Mariota throws in the end zone. Man is there.
He is definitely excited. Well, the Titans beat the Eagles in overtime, 26-23. Got a little wistful seeing Deion Lewis tearing it up in OT. Looking good out there.
Titans are 3-1. They just won in Jacksonville, and they beat Philadelphia yesterday. And they look like, even though they play, excuse me, incredibly ugly, it looks like maybe they might be for real. They're 3-1 and had Blaine Gabbert start two games.
Blaine Gabbert?
Not bling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got excited about it.
Bling. I know you did, yes.
And they have Buffalo.
Ooh, my ears are freezing. So much ice.
Thank you, Brandon Merriweather. Appreciate that. Yes, John.
You're welcome.
You can continue.
What else would you like?
I will apologize for Brandon.
Would you like some of my deli tray meats?
It does look delicious.
What do you have available again?
American cheese, pepperonis, ham.
Okay. Ham is...
No one knows what I'm talking about unless you follow me on Instagram or Twitter.
It is a wonderful Instagram thing.
The Ixy Bixy Spider.
Yes, yes. Ixy Bixy Spider. Yes, it was pretty awesome. All right. So, John, okay, please continue.
No, all I'm saying is they play the Patriots in November.
Okay, guy.
Okay, guy.
Well, Dick, finish your thought.
No, I'm done. I think I'm done.
Finish your thought.
I think I'm done.
We keep it straight, you and I.
Okay, guy.
All right, the listeners are reaching out.
Well, Dick. Okay. Can't get to the point.
No.
Come on, let's get to the point. Mm-hmm. It's silly that way.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Brandon Merriweather, for chiming in. We appreciate it.
Rerun, that. Do not tape that concert. Those Doobie Brothers are going to find out soon enough.
Why are you talking to Rerun?
I'm talking a rerun because he's about to make the mistake of his life.
Okay.
All they're going to hear is popcorn. Good times.
You missed the cue on that one.
Good times.
Yeah, you're going to put it on the team for you.
Thelma.
What?
Thelma.
Thelma. Oh, Thelma. She was like the good woman. Times. Okay, that's
ooh,
right.
Thelma. You got the booty. And up top, I said, pow.
That's what he said?
The palace.
JJ's pains.
He'll be back by the end of October. I have a feeling.
Okay.
The pressure is helping.
I'm filming several episodes.
Was Cold Cuts McCartney invited to sample Brandon Merriweather's deli tray?
Oh, this deli tray is delicious.
Thank you, Cold Cuts McCartney.
You now often see pepperoni. This is no pizza.
It's Cold Cuts Merriweather.
Merriweather, this is excellent. The bread. Delicious. Who would have thought to put hoagie rolls out?
Okay, thank you, Cold Cuts McCartney. Appreciate that.
Oh, you could call them grinders.
No, yeah, grinders. It's a very big sandwich.
All right, we will talk to Bob Sosie. No commercials here, just the headlines.